From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Today is March 2nd, 2026. Here are your top local stories. Civil rights advocates in Nevada are raising alarms over federal threats to election integrity. The Trump administration has suggested deploying immigration agents at polling places. Critics call the move a form of voter suppression. Several Nevada-based civil rights groups, including the ACLU, are launching a large legal observer program in response. In a statement to the Nevada Current, Nevada Secretary of State Francisco Aguilar confirmed he spoke with local officials and law enforcement in Clark and Washoe counties about the situation. He noted that voter intimidation is a felony. Fewer Nevadans died of opioid overdoses in 2024 than the year before, according to final data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Opioid overdose deaths in Nevada fell 10% during that period, the Kaiser Family Foundation reports. That compares to a 24% drop nationwide. The state also improved by 10% from its previous rate, marking the third lowest decline nationwide. American Indian and Alaska Native, or AIAN people, saw a 28% drop in overdose deaths. Still, this population's rate remains 101% higher than pre-pandemic numbers in 2019. It's among the groups most heavily impacted by drug overdose in the country. Other demographics with elevated numbers of overdose deaths included adults ages 26 to 64, Black people, and males, who saw more than a 30% drop in deaths. Step onto a casino floor in Las Vegas nowadays, and one might think they're at a video game convention. Giant LED screens offer progressive jackpots in the tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars. Bright displays flash scenes from movies or famous concerts. It's the same at table games. You might find no one dealing the cards and no croupier running the craps table or roulette wheel. It's all electronic. It's part of the changing landscape of Nevada's gaming industry, an industry always looking for new and exciting ways to attract visitors and their hard-earned cash. On paper, it appears to be working. Casinos brought in more than $15 billion in winnings last year. That's the fifth record-setting year in a row. However, during that same period, travel to Las Vegas and hotel occupancy dipped. In the latest sign something might be off, wagers on this year's Super Bowl were at their lowest level in 10 years. Las Vegas Advisor columnist David McKee told State of Nevada part of that dip is due to high prices on the Strip and the rise of so-called prediction markets. Hear that conversation with State of Nevada's Paul Boger at knpr.org. Park rangers at Lakes Mead and Mojave will have access to more accurate weather forecast information starting this week. Beginning tomorrow, March 3rd, the National Weather Service's Arizona and Nevada forecast areas for the Lake Mead National Recreation Area will be split into separate Lake Mead and Lake Mojave zones. Previously, two zones covered the entire recreation area, one on the western Nevada side and one on the eastern Arizona side. Now those halves will be divided into quarters, with a northern Lake Mead area and southern Lake Mojave area in each state. The National Weather Service says the changes will allow the agency to issue more precise communication of localized weather hazards for its national park partners. More specific forecast zones are also coming for the Hualapai Mountains, as well as a north-south split for Owens Valley. If you have a vehicle made between 1998 and 2006 that has failed its smog check, help could be on the way. Smog-free Clark County may provide up to $975 to help keep that vehicle on the road. An information session will be held at the Enterprise Library tomorrow evening, March 3rd, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Those seeking assistance will need to bring a valid driver's license, a failed emissions test or vehicle inspection report, and the vehicle's registration or title. More information is available at smogfreeclarkcounty.org. Nevada Reading Week begins today, encouraging youth literacy across the Silver State. Local barbers are partnering with the Las Vegas My Brother's Keeper Alliance to host Read with My Barber 2026. Children who read to a participating barber will receive a free haircut. According to a press release from the city, the partnership highlights the important role barbers play as trusted mentors. It also aims to reinforce that reading builds confidence, opportunity, and community connection. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.